On the KSRO live line, recreational pot or not, it's hard to imagine getting higher than this guy did. Kevin Jorgensen is here. Kevin, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. Of course, Kevin made really national and international news when he decided to climb the Dawn Hill, Yosemite's Dawn Hill, and really almost free form climbing. Amazing wall climb. Are you over it yet? And are your fingers over it yet, Kevin?
Well, yeah, the Dawn Wall climb was at the end of 2015, so it's been a couple years.
Yes.
So thankfully, everything's healed up by now.
But we're still talking about it. I mean, that's really how amazing a feat it was. And I don't, when you do something like that, is there a letdown afterward? You know, once you've sort of taken in all the glory and the accomplishment, et cetera, is there, because sometimes there is when we accomplish, you know, something that we was really, really on the top of our to-do list.
Well, sure. I mean, anytime you have a project that consumes 5, 6, 7 years of your life, when that relationship is over,
yeah,
you can feel a little rudderless afterward.
And Kevin is going to be a part of the Sonoma Speaker Series tonight at the Sebastiani Theater in Sonoma, and I'm sure that is going to be extremely well attended. And it's interesting that you made, you know, so much noteworthy conversation and news about the great outdoors and climbing, and now you're making news about the great indoors and climbing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been climbing since I was 11. It's a true passion of mine, and quite simply, I think the world's a better place with more climbers in it. You know, it connects us as people. It connects us to our environment. It connects us to each other. And it's just a beautiful sport. So the more people we can introduce to it, I think the better.
And that's why you've gotten together with a partner and want to create a place for people to do that in Sonoma County called Session Climbing. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's right. We're doing a really special indoor world-class climbing project in downtown Santa Rosa. We partnered with Brad Baker to erect a brand new building, something that hasn't been done in California before, a purpose-built climbing facility right in the heart of Sonoma County. And we called it Session because we believe that time is the most precious thing that we have. And we want to build a space worthy of people's time. And if we can do that, that's the most important kind of work we can do.
And it's at what point are you in the process of building Session Climbing?
Sure, it's a good question. So we've already acquired the land, and we're just in the planning and permitting process right now.
Oh, so that can always be fun.
Yeah, our goal is to break ground this year and open next year.
Wow, that's pretty fast. Because this is a huge undertaking. I mean, it's massive. And what's the difference between climbing and other kinds of sports?
Oh, man. I mean, one of my favorite things about it is that success is self-defined. So anyone can get into it. Men and women participate in it equally. And you kind of get to pick your own, you get to define success yourself. So instead of a ball going in a hoop, making a point, or something like that, like with baseball or any other team sport, success is totally self-defined.
Yeah, that is an interesting part of it. And when you say connecting with the great outdoors, I mean, that's got to be the most literal experience of connecting when you're actually, you know, finger by finger going up a wall. It's hard to imagine a more really interconnected experience.
Totally, totally. I mean, a lot of people describe climbing more like a moving meditation, even. Like once you pull on and start climbing, it's a pretty special sensation.
It just seems so hard. I'm a big believer in meditation, and it's not that hard in terms of being. It seems like all of your senses would need to be, you know, honed to the maximum degree to be able to do it safely and successfully.
Sure, I mean, climbing is one of those things where the consequence appears high, but it's really not that high. You know, done well, it's a really safe sport. So you can really achieve this sense of adventure with it without actually taking that much true risk.
Well, it might seem like that to you because you do it and
it's
you're in
the optics
it.
Of it.
It doesn't seem like that to most of us. And explain to us, this is a very pedestrian question probably, but for those of us not into climbing, what's the difference between, going to a rock climbing wall or in what will become sessions climbing?
You mean like indoor versus outdoor?
Yeah, indoor versus indoor even, because this sounds like, the expanded version of a rock climbing wall, which you're putting together.
Yeah, we've taken a pretty different approach to the way we're designing this facility. We've put the non-climbing experience and environment first and the climbing environment second. And I've been climbing since I was 11. I've been to almost 100 different climbing gyms around the world. Got a good sense of what they're like. And my thesis is that it's really easy to put walls in a warehouse, but it's really difficult to create an environment that people want to spend time in when they're not on the wall.
Yeah.
So we started with that in mind. What is going to make this a space that people want to spend time even when they're not climbing, and then also do the climbing part really, really well. So things, amenities like having a sauna and super nice locker rooms and a full fitness array and a yoga and wellness and Pilates studio and a fireside cafe with food and drinks on tap and a full retail shop that with an approach to retail that nobody's seen before in a climbing gym. And just the beautiful thing about going ground up on a project like this is that you get to reimagine every aspect of what these buildings are supposed to produce and say, how do I want to do it? What's a different way that we can do this? Because we have that freedom right now.
And one of the things that I liked about your description of this place that you are in the beginning stages of creating, Kevin, is that you wanted for part of it to be where you could have the experience of what it's like around the campfire after a climb, when you're surrounded by a bunch of like-minded individuals really sharing your experiences.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every time I think about a different aspect of this facility, I try to put myself in that moment. So my wife deserves the credit for the fireplace idea, but the idea behind that is like, okay, you're done climbing now. If you're on a climbing trip, usually your day ends around the campfire. It's like a totally natural thing to do. It's something that we're all attracted to. And I imagine having a cool library of guidebooks and old climbing magazines and things for people to draw inspiration from and plan new trips. Because one way we've learned to describe what we're trying to build is both a destination and a point of departure. I'm imagining all of these dream trips being imagined around the campfire and in the cafe and in the lounge. Like, oh, I've always wanted to go do this route. And partners find each other and dreams get hatched and plans get made and then adventures are had and memories are made. And if you can create a space where people want to spend time even when they're not on the wall, then that's the opportunity that you have. Things like that will happen.
Well, you don't have to wait until Sessions Climbing is built and has opened its doors. You can see Kevin Jorgensen tonight at the Hannah Boys Center. We'll be sure that people let you know about that later on this afternoon, too. Kevin, thanks so much, and good luck in the future. We'll be
thanks
hearing
so
about it.
Take care.
All right, that's Kevin Jorgensen, born to climb, that's for sure.